What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three here. And let's talk about immigration. And the top story in that, and I'm just scratching my head about this one. A federal judge in California, had to be California, has issued a temporary restraining order against the Trump administration's new asylum rules. That happened earlier today. Now, back on November 9th, Trump issued an order denying asylum for all foreign nationals who enter the country illegally. You set foot over that border, your application for asylum is null and void. Now, the ACLU challenged that proclamation in court, arguing it violates the Immigration and Nationality Act and the Administrative Procedure Act. And U.S. District Court Judge John Tigar agreed, explaining that Congress extended asylum eligibility to all comers. Okay, we need to go back to Title 8. It says right in there, the president, purely by proclamation, can say, don't let these people in. Is there nobody in Trump's administration who's actually read the U.S. code on this? So the TRO is going to remain in effect until December 19th. Basically, they just opened the gates again. We're going to be flooded with this migrant horde. Trump has failed to do what he said he was going to do. And yes, he's got the courts working against him. He's got the ACLU working against him. But when this whole migrant horde business started up, I said this was going to be a watershed for Trump. That if he did not succeed in stopping this migrant horde from getting into our country, it was going to be the end of his ambitions for 2020. Surprisingly, the people of Mexico are proving to be much more effective against the migrant caravan. And down there, they're even making a party out of it. They're Tijuana first, and they're protesting the illegal invasion of the migrant caravan. Tijuana's mayor was spotted in public wearing a Make Tijuana Great Again hat, obviously modeled after Donald Trump. And there have been some scuffles, but mostly it's just a big, big protest saying the migrants need to go back to Central America. The Mexicans don't want them any more than the Republicans do. Certainly the Democrats want them all. The Democrats want anybody they can get to vote for them. But apparently, ABC and NBC were down there taking video and basically ignoring the fact that the people of Mexico are not happy about this. Maybe they're concerned that the Central Americans are cutting in on their action. You know, if anybody's going to sneak into the United States, it's going to be us Mexicans. The rest of you get out of here. But it is a mess. And there are already 3,000 of these migrants in Tijuana who want asylum in the United States of America. Now, the feds have halted the San Diego port of entry. As the migrant caravan nears, drivers are stuck for hours. It's a huge, huge mess. Now, you've probably seen this footage on TV showing the migrants just crawling over the fence. Well, it turns out that's old footage. Maybe it was just in a library or an archive someplace. But the reality is apparently that whole section of fence is now covered with razor wire. So we'll see what's going to happen there. But yeah, this is nasty. The White House is likely to grant U.S. troops on the border with Mexico additional authority to protect customs and border personnel if needed. This was announced yesterday, And there was an official speaking on the condition of anonymity, said a public announcement could come around, well, today. Specific details were still being worked on. I think that's a very smart thing to do, given the violence that we have already seen with these migrant hordes. I mean, it's going to be worse than, you know, Black Friday at the local Walmart when they get to that gate, get to that fence here. Over in Great Britain, the UK Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn is urging business leaders to reject Theresa May's botched worst of all worlds deal on Brexit, and he's calling for a general election. So Corbyn closed the annual Confederation of British Industry conference in London yesterday. And the CBI represents 190,000 British businesses that employ a combined staff of 7 million. So this is a power block. So Corbyn basically said that Theresa May's draft Brexit deal is a blindfold Brexit. It will leave the country in an indefinite halfway house without a real say over our future, and Labour will vote down the deal in Parliament, and said that a general election is now the only sensible course of action. Now, I was hearing that they had enough of these letters they needed to force a vote of no confidence, but I'm not hearing any more about that. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Over in Germany, there's, again, a big stink going on about sending Syrian refugees back to Syria now that the war is pretty much over. And, of course, the open borders people are saying, oh, no, no, if they go back, you know, they'll be killed by Assad, they'll be persecuted, they'll be so forth. But apparently, this German journalist went on out and he saw this 28-page classified document, which basically said there is in no part of Syria is there comprehensive long-term and reliable protection for persecuted people. But the journalist came on back and said, basically, the Syrian refugees they have there now, they're ordinary criminals. And that's been another big problem with all of this refugee nonsense all over Europe. Now, George Soros and his open borders people are trying to play with our heartstrings and say, oh, they're fleeing the war, they're fleeing the genocide. They're economic migrants. They want to go where the money is and have a really good job. And again, a lot of them are criminals fleeing prosecution. And a lot of them are carrying contagious diseases. All righty, another, getting back to the California fires, they're still trying to figure out how many people are still missing, let alone dead here. And the fires are still burning, but they are getting close to containment. They're figuring that the Camp Fire will be put out toward the end of this month, in another week or so. And now everybody's pointing fingers. What really happened? Of course, Governor Moonbeam is out there saying, well, it's human-caused global warming. Obviously it was global warming. It turns out that there have been several bad environmental decisions that were made that basically created this climate for these fires. And Trump is absolutely right. Governor Brown's insistence on protecting the forests instead of managing them and clearing them out is what created this perfect fuel source. Now, remember, back in 2016, Governor Brown vetoed a bipartisan bill that mitigated wildfire risks from power lines and utility equipment. And PG&E has admitted that they had two power line incidents in the days leading up to the start of that Camp Fire. Okay, over in Washington State, they have Police Department Chief Lauren Culp. And he wants to create a sanctuary city for firearms. Going to put back the liberals' mechanism on them. Oh, it's a sanctuary city. We don't like the law. We're going to have a sanctuary for it. So Washington recently approved Initiative 1639. It prevents individuals under the age of 21 from buying semi-automatic weapons. The law also creates the potential for someone to be criminally prosecuted if he or she stores a gun where a prohibited person can gain access to it. Now, this police chief, Lauren Culp, announced Sunday he cannot and will not enforce the law, and that Initiative 1639 almost eliminates the ability for individuals under the age of 21 to exercise their constitutional rights. He says it's goes against my oath of office, and he was even being interviewed on Fox and Friends. So basically, he's trying to get his city, where his department is, to pass the Second Amendment Sanctuary City Ordinance, which would prevent federal and state infringement on the right to keep and bear arms. Now, back when Clara and I lived in Washington State, it was a lot like growing up in New England. Everybody had a gun, and the gun laws were pretty loosey-goosey. People didn't even pay attention to them. I saw guns being bought and sold at yard sales without any paperwork here. Now, here's an interesting story, and it's a good reason why we all should have our Second Amendment guaranteed arms here. More and more towns are declaring that it's illegal to feed the homeless or to help them out. And apparently down in one part of Dallas, Texas, where this is in effect, this group that does feed the homeless, hand out clothing and so forth, have started carrying their AR-15s. And it worked. Nobody bothered them. They were able to hand out all the food, all the clothing, all of this stuff. Nobody bothered with them. Now, over at Kansas City, as you know, they got into a real bad PR disaster when the Health Department of Kansas City basically went into this operation where volunteers were cooking food for their homeless in Kansas City, and the Health Department poured bleach all over this freshly prepared food and threw it in the trash bin. And their excuse was they couldn't guarantee that this food was safe for human consumption. They wanted to protect the homeless and hungry from listeria and salmonella and all the rest of it. And of course, it makes absolutely no sense. These people are going to be a lot safer and healthier eating this freshly prepared food than digging around in the trash dumpster, you know, grabbing onto all that romaine lettuce that's just been thrown away. Well, the Kansas City Department of Health has promised they're not going to do this ever again. They're not going to pour bleach on food meant for homeless people. Unfortunately, they have not promised not to destroy food again. And I think the real agenda here, again, is, you know, go to the store and buy your food. Go on down to that safe, inspected, healthy supermarket there and buy yourself a bunch of romaine lettuce. All right, we're going to take a phone call from Frank in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, what's on my mind is I'm not really too familiar with this group. I've heard of them probably over the past year once or twice. They're a civic national group, which is distinguishable, I guess, from a white nationalist group. They don't, you know, distinguish or you know, among, you know, about race or anything like that. But I received a message this morning from someone who may know more about them than I do. But they apparently on Drudge this morning, they reported that the FBI had declared this group a terrorist organization. And, you know, it's just amazing. I haven't heard anything like this with the Antifa, which I'm a lot more familiar with Antifa. And I think maybe the Proud Boys have gotten into it, physical altercations publicly with the Antifa. But I don't know. I think this is something. I was wondering if you had an opinion on it.
Well, I'm concerned that this may be more fake news that is getting shoved on out there before before we really check it on out here, because apparently the document making the claim that the FBI has classified them as a terrorist group, actually an extremist group with ties to white nationalism, is coming out of Washington State law enforcement. And why isn't this coming out of the FBI itself? But it looks to me like somebody is trying to demonize any white people who get together to form a support group to counter some of these other groups that are getting together to scream about us evil white heterosexual males.
Yeah, as far as I know, this isn't even a white group or a so-called white group. They have other races in their group as well. But anyway, I just thought it was interesting, but maybe it hasn't been totally vetted yet.
Gavin McInnes on his radio show was saying he can't find any attribution to the story.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. All right, getting back to education and political correctness, and you're going to love this next one. It is a doozy. Apparently, over in Great Britain, university lecturers are being told not to use capital letters because they frighten the students. And staff at Trinity School of Journalism have been told to write in a helpful, warm tone, avoiding officious language and negative instructions. And critics are saying it's more academic mollycoddling of the snowflake generation. But apparently there's this list of do's and don'ts, with do and don't being words that are now frowned upon. I think we found where Dolores Umbridge went after she left Hogwarts. Anyway. Oh, you're going to love this next one here. Okay. Grandmother Dasha Fincher was arrested by police and thrown in jail for months. She didn't do anything wrong. Police couldn't tell the difference between cotton candy and meth. Now, she's finally out, and she's starting to sue like crazy. But apparently, these two police officers, Deputy Cody Maples and Deputy Kevin Williams, asked what she was carrying in the bag, and she said it was cotton candy, and they did not believe her. So they basically took a sample of the powder. Apparently it was cotton candy before it had gone through the cotton candy machine. So they ran this little field test with a lab kit that gave a positive for meth. Now, the problem is these kits are known to produce false positives repeatedly. And yet the police departments continue to buy them and use them. And maybe that will stop, because the grandmother is now suing everybody involved. And again, it's just insane what's going on out there. Over at Twitter, in an interview in the New York Times, the co-founder of Twitter, Evan Williams, literally apologized because Twitter helped play a role in electing Donald Trump to the White House. He was out there saying it's a bad thing, Twitter's role in that. If it's true that he wouldn't be president if it weren't for Twitter, I'm sorry. Getting a little bit out there. Now, the president has credited Twitter with his election. I wish I'd give more credit to the independent media. We work really, really hard to counter the corporate media. And I don't understand why Trump has turned his back on Julian Assange. Anyway, we got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And Facebook is now in even more trouble. Apparently, down in South Sudan, somebody posted an ad on Facebook to auction off a child bride. And basically, it was a 17-year-old girl who ultimately was sold for 500 cows, 3 cars, and $10,000 in cash. And yeah, it's another black eye for Facebook. All right, CDC is apparently starting to up the ante regarding this polio-like disease. They're still describing it as polio-like. Trust us, it's not really polio. They've come up with this acute flaccid myelitis is what they're describing it as, or they're calling it. But when this first showed up, doctors were saying, it's polio. Polio's coming back. And the CDC said, no, this is something different. Trust us on this. But apparently, more cases are emerging. And the CDC is scrambling to identify the cause. And if it does turn out to be a problem with the polio vaccine, they're going to be struggling to bury it again, find another scapegoat. You know. It's the Zika mosquitoes. That's what's doing it. So It's a real shame here. All right, here's an article. This came out of John Rappaport. He writes a lot of really good stuff. And it's addressed to science bloggers living with mommy. And it's aimed basically at people who will see what's in the corporate media and think that's the real world. And it really isn't. Back in 2015, Richard Horton, who was the editor-in-chief of The Lancet, which is a highly respected medical journal, basically said, the case against science is straightforward. Much of the scientific literature, perhaps half, may simply be untrue. Afflicted by studies with small sample sizes, tiny effects, invalid exploratory analysis, and flagrant conflicts of interest, together with an obsession for pursuing fashionable trends of dubious importance, science has taken a turn toward darkness. The apparent endemicity of bad research behavior is alarming. In their quest for telling a compelling story, scientists too often sculpt data to fit their preferred theory of the world, or they retrofit hypotheses to fit their data. Journal editors deserve their fair share of criticism, too. We aid and abet the worst behaviors. Our acquiescence to the impact factor fuels an unhealthy competition to win a place in a select few journals. Our love of significance pollutes the literature with many of a statistical fairy tale. Journals are not the only miscreants. Universities are in a perpetual struggle for money and talent, to which I would also add media attention. Now, there's a lot more examples that are given here, but the basis of it is that much of what we are being told is science, like what this polio-like illness is driven by economics, politics, bad data, ambition. Anyway, we're going to grab a phone call from Brian in Kentucky. Aloha, Brian. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, how's it going, Mike?
Going fine.
Good, good. Hey, I wanted to talk to you about the Whitaker guy, the acting attorney general.
Yeah.
And, you know, and how the Dems are kicking up about him being appointed the interim attorney general. Well, you know, I want to
they want him out.
Back when Bill Clinton first became president, he fired every single district attorney, district attorney in the United States.
He fired all the U.S. attorneys.
That's right, back in when he first became president, and nobody's saying anything about that. It's funny how there's one set of rules for the Democrats, and there's a second set of rules for Republicans, or independents even. I mean, you know, right down the middle, we just, I feel like we just being raped, and we're like the silent person that don't get to say anything, you know, about the whole situation. So I just would like to know what they're going to do when hopefully Trump, I'm not so sure it's going to happen. I'm keeping my fingers crossed, but I'm hoping there's some indictments coming around the corner after Whitaker is approved as the attorney general. I'm not so sure about the odds of that one happening, though.
There's going to be a fight for it. I mean, first of all, Trump hasn't indicated that he wants Whitaker to stay on as the permanent attorney general. He's still making up that list. But it's very obvious the deep state is absolutely terrified of Whitaker. They want him out of there. Anyway, listen, Brian, we're going to let you go. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call, and we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And getting on back to this article, basically pointing out that much of what is presented as scientific literature isn't. And it's basically a collection of quotes from people who are well-respected. For example, Marcia Angell, who was the former editor of the New England Journal of Medicine, wrote once in the New York Review of Books in 2009, it is simply no longer possible to believe much of the clinical research that is published or to rely on the judgment of trusted physicians or authoritative medical guidelines. I take no pleasure in this conclusion, which I reached slowly and reluctantly over my two decades as an editor of the New England Journal of Medicine. Then we have, 2005, John P. Ioannidis, Department of Hygiene and Epidemiology, University of, School of Medicine. Oh, this is in Greece. Basically saying, there is increasing concern that most current published research findings in all scientific fields are false. A research finding is less likely to be true when the studies conducted in a field are smaller, when effect sizes are smaller, when there is greater financial and other interest and prejudice, and when more teams are involved in a scientific scientific field in chase of statistical significance. Simulations show that for most data designs and settings, it is more likely for a research claim to be false than true. Moreover, for many current scientific fields, claimed research findings may often be simply accurate measures of the prevailing bias. There is increasing concern that in modern research, false findings may be the majority or even the vast majority of published research claims. Okay, going back to Richard Horton, editor of The Lancet. And, it's a repeat of the quote that we had before. But basically what's going on here is that we know the corporate media lies to us all the time. And we know the government is lying to us all the time. We know certainly that up until recently, the church has been lying to us about child sexual exploitation. And there's kind of the link there, because in medieval times, even Renaissance times, people would look at a priest in their robes and say, oh, this person is incorruptible. I will believe what they tell me to believe. But over time, people have moved away from religion. And people understand that clergymen are not, in fact, scientists. And as the world has become more scientific and technological, those who are in power have been corrupting the sciences and the scientists. Scientists are the new priesthood. They don't have a religious robe. They have a white lab coat. They're not holding a Bible. They're holding a clipboard. And they will proceed to tell you things. And you have been raised in the school system to basically presume that if it's scientific, it must be so. But just calling it scientific does not make it so. For one thing, what these editors of these journals were saying was accurate. The system is distorted by financial pressures, by other outside interests. And the desire for media fame, that's a lot of what powered the human-caused global warming scam. If you would hop on board with Al Gore, you were going to get your face on TV. You were going to get funding. Life was going to be good. Speaking of which, apparently 6 inches of snow nearly paralyzed the New York area, and it got really bad. Drivers were trapped on gridlocked, snowy roads for hours. Middle schoolers in New Jersey had to spend the night at the school. The upper level of the George Washington Bridge, one of the busiest bridges in the world, came to a standstill with drivers being forced to abandon their cars. So this was an early winter storm, apparently unexpected, and they weren't prepared for it. There's all kinds of recriminations and second guessing about what went wrong. And Mayor Bill de Blasio said the city was caught off guard by the ferocity of the storm. And part of the problem was early forecasts predicted it would be a light dusting at best. So at Central Park, there were 6.4 inches of snow at 5 a.m. Friday, the biggest one-day November snowfall in 136 years. More confirmation, it's going to be an early, hard winter. And another reminder that all of these weather forecasting people, they're not very good. They're not very good. I mean, I'll look at the Weather Channel app here in Hawaii, and it's maybe good for a few hours into the future, but it'll say, oh, we're going to have thunder showers this evening. They never show up. Or it's going to be clear tonight, and then we get the rain. I think part of the problem with the Weather Channel app is they've tied it up with Watson, which is IBM's artificial intelligence system. And I've raised this issue before. How do you know that what an AI is learning is correct? There's no AI teacher looking over the AI's shoulder and saying, you get a B or a B plus on the work you just did. And there have been some experiments with AIs that where they just go wacky. Anyway, getting on back to human-caused global warming. Apparently, geologists have discovered that they can track Earth's climate from the geological history. And apparently, they are seeing there is a 400-year cycle in the sun. And it, too, is hitting a low point. This is going to be a grand solar minimum, and it's going to be a rough one. It will affect crop production, the economy, and everyone on the planet. And it's going to last from basically now until, according to the geologist, David Devine, 2023. So, despite the massive fires that just hit California, wildfires overall are at a global low point. So, climate's what we expect, and weather is what we get. Okay. Right now, you see the gun grabbers screaming about guns. Guns are killing people. Guns are killing people. Well, so are doctors. In fact, right now, statistics from the National Institutes of Health are showing that more than 72,000 people died from drug overdoses during 2017. We're talking prescribed, supposedly medically supervised drugs. 49,000 of those people were said to have died as a result of opioid abuse. Ever since the U.S. went into Afghanistan, the opium has just been pouring into this country, both legitimately and street. And the opioid pain reliever is one of Big Pharma's most profitable cash cows. They're actually incentivizing doctors to write the prescriptions. In fact, we had a story, I think it was about a year ago, where two executives at a pharmaceutical company were actually charged for bribing doctors to write prescriptions for opioid painkillers to get the patients addicted and hooked. It's hard to see a moral difference between these pharma executives and the street dealer down on the corner. But so in 2017, 49,000 people died of legitimate prescribed opioid abuse. In the same period of time, there were 15,000 fatal shootings, 17,000 homicides overall, and almost 45,000 suicides. We were talking about that yesterday, how the suicide rate has been going up. So basically, in the short version, Big Pharma's dangerous drugs are actually killing more people than guns or automobile accidents. So you think about that one for a while. Okay, we're going to take a phone call. Dustin from New Jersey, welcome back to the show. I needed a call right now. What's on your mind?
Mike, I've been listening. You know, I've been calling in since, God bless his soul, John from Barbados. Of course, we love John from Barbados. And that caller from Colorado, Mike, saying, like, you know, when are you going to, you know, say to pull the money, you know, pull the money out of the bank? Mike's never said that. You say just make sure you have enough money to pay your bills, and that's it. The rest of your money should not be in the bank. It should be in your pocket or in gold and silver, because that is protection from what's coming. And that gentleman, NPR, you're listening to NPR? Come on now, man. National Public Radio, go to the library or go to Barnes & Noble and pick up the, you know, the Great Reformation by David Stockman, The Corruption of Capitalism. I mean, there's a lot of books out there that is telling you what's coming. The future is the past. You know what I mean, Mike? And, like, I just, you have people calling in just about when the indictments come. People, the indictments are not coming. There's no help coming. You are the help. Mike is the help. You know, by getting information. You know what I mean? Information's out there. Not listening to NPR or MSNBC, CNN, or Fox News. You guys got to do your own research. And sure, it might take a little while because it's a lot easier listening to somebody from NPR, I guess. But I mean, that dude was totally wrong. I mean, If you keep your money in the bank, you're a fool. Just pay your bills with the money in the bank.
Pay your bills with the money, and you're not going to get that much of a return on your savings account right now. In fact, if you have your money in a savings account at the bank and you take into account the rate of inflation, you're actually losing purchasing power. And if you're not going to gain purchasing power, again, wouldn't it be safer to have it under your control at home? Because we have seen laws that are being passed. If the banks get into trouble again, and they will when the crash comes, they are now legally allowed to basically grab your money, because bank customers have been redefined from being bank customers to being unsecured investors in the bank. And that basically means that, the banks can lose your money.
There's
no
creditor,
protection,
Mike,
for that.
Unsecured creditors different than regular creditor. If you're a secured creditor, you get the money first, which is the most important group of people. You'll get yours last if it's pennies on the dollar. So you guys got to do
your even that. If it's even that.
Well, Mike,
I was going to say the banks are even allowed to go into your safety deposit box for any items of value to keep themselves afloat. It's going to happen, and it wouldn't be the first time. Don't forget Roosevelt's gold grab. So
Venezuela's.
or Venezuela's. And, again, calling for a mass run on the bank is illegal. It's a criminal act here. And I think this this Mike in Colorado, if he doesn't know that it's a crime, he needs to, because he can get into trouble calling for that.
Because, I've been listening to you for a while, and you said, the money you pay your bills with, the rest put in a mayonnaise jar and put it in behind your house on the pineapple plant. You always say that. So you never called for a bank run. You never said that. So I don't know what he was talking about. All right, Mike, have a good rest of the show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Brian in Arkansas. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind? I'm sorry, I'm in Alaska. Brian, are you there? I do not hear Brian. Okay. Don't suppose a polar bear got him. All right. Well, we'll wait and see if Brian comes on back here. And again, looking through the headlines here, over at Toys R Us, as you know, they shut down. They closed out. The Toys R Us workers finally got their final severance pay, $660 each. And again, another iconic company. Another iconic company just gone. We're heading into the holiday shopping season, and there are a number of other iconic retailers who are hanging by a thread. And I would imagine come January, we're going to say goodbye to a few other household names. Over at Sears, I think I mentioned this before, their unsecured creditors are trying to get the bankruptcy court to order an immediate liquidation before Sears runs out of all of its money. They want settlement now. So there's no question that this economy is in serious trouble. And anybody who's telling you it's great, whether it's the corporate media or the government itself, they're fibbing. They're fibbing to you. We're in serious trouble. And unfortunately, historically, there is a link between hard economic times in this country and getting involved in a global war, because they've done it twice before. Crash of, I think it was 1907, World War I, crash of 1929, World War II, crash of 2008, and here we are. And I honestly think we're going to lose this one. All righty. So we already talked about the child bride. Apparently, out in California, we were talking about how Jerry Brown had vetoed that bill calling for additional safety measures on power stations. to basically make them safer and less likely to cause a wildfire. And apparently, according to the Washington Free Beacon, now there are some people in California who are kicking up a fuss about that and saying maybe Governor Brown ought to be convinced to step down over that. So we'll see what's going to happen there. President Trump submitted answers to Mueller's questions. We already did that one. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Last segment of our program today here. Now, as you know, yesterday morning, there was a tragic shooting at Mercy Hospital in Chicago. And it was getting all kinds of coverage all day long. And the media kept saying, white male shooter, white male shooter. It was almost like a tape recorder, white male shooter. Then all of a sudden, did you notice how the story went away? I mean, you can still find it at various news websites, but certainly not on the the TV news here, because the shooter's name was Juan Lopez, which means he wasn't white. And, of course, that would have a negative impact on this open border agenda. So it just all kind of faded away. And they're saying that even though he shot himself, he was actually himself killed by a police bullet. Not that I really think it makes that much of a difference here. Tom Fitton is out there with a new videotape from Judicial Watch. And he's saying it is just outrageous that the Department of Justice and the State Department continue to protect Hillary Clinton. Well, Tom, I share your outrage, but what you don't understand is the Department of Justice and the State Department are protecting themselves. All of the people who are around Hillary Clinton protecting her, they're not doing it because they like Hillary Clinton. Probably most of them just hate her and wish she would disappear in a puff of smoke. But look at all the corruption that has surrounded the Clintons. You don't think people in Washington, D.C. have been dipping into that? That they didn't have a hand in that Clinton Foundation? That they weren't part and parcel of all of that CIA drug running? Or the selling of secrets to other countries? They're all dirty. And that's why they're protecting each other. Remember when we pointed out how James Comey and Loretta Lynch both had ties going back to HSBC when it was caught laundering drug money. So, Tom, it's not just Hillary Clinton. There's a lot behind there. And it does need to be dug on out because it's just going to grow. You know, corruption's like a cancer. The more it eats, the more it wants to eat, the more it feeds, until it strangles the rest of the nation. Corruption had a lot to do with the bringing down of ancient Rome, had a lot to do with the bringing down of the Soviet Union, had a lot to do with the fall of the French kings. That's why our founding fathers, when they set up this country, they tried to set up a system that would limit how quickly corruption could take hold. And they did a pretty good job of it when you consider how long it's taken for things to get this out of control. But that's what they wanted. And even Thomas Jefferson himself wrote that he didn't expect the government he'd invented to last more than 100 years, that it would become so corrupt it would have to be brought down and replaced with something new. Okay, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here and get some stuff done with the rest of the day. Please stay tuned for John Stenmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting information to share with you. And please donate to RBN. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America. Oh, yes. And the lovely Lady Claire will be in hour number three, since we are going to be on best of shows Thursday and Friday. We'll be right back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.